So you'd have to remind me at the last
minute. Excuse me, this is the conference coordinator. I'd like to inform all participants this conference is being recorded. Thank you.
Okay, I'll go over the roll call quickly, Jeff.
Thank you.
We have Alan Greenberg, ALAC, Avery Doria, GNSO Council Chair, Jeff Newman, Registry Constituency, Greg Ruth, ISP on the Council, Bertrand de la Chapelle, GAC, Konstantinos Komatis, Non-Commercial Constituency, Mike Rodenbach, Business Constituency Council, J. Scott Evans, IPC, Tim Ruiz, Registrar, and for staff we have Marika Koenig, Liz Gaster, Ken Bohr, Glenn, and myself, Glenn.
Great. Well, Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome back. I know towards the end of the year, a lot of people were on vacation, and so there was not that much flurry of activity going on. But now we're back for a brand new year, and I'm sure everyone's just excited to get back in it, right?
Woohoo!
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, so Liz sent out an agenda for today. It went on the list, and I'm assuming everybody got it. Bertrand, are you on the mailing list?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. In fact, is everybody on this call on the mailing list? I just want to make sure everyone got a copy of it.
Yes.
And Tim, you had sent an email. Is everything okay with on your side? Tim Ruiz?
Oh, yes. I had something happened while I was gone, and all kinds of things are starting to get sent into my spam folder. So, anyway, but I got all the information.
Okay, great. So the agenda has got seven items, and I'll ask if anyone's got anything additional. We're going to review the PPSC, the main charter, and I believe Jay Scott had sent around the last version of that. Then there's the charter for the two work teams. Then we'll talk about the announcement and solicitation for not just our two work teams, but also the three other work teams with the OSC. We'll talk a little bit about the working team rules that we'll need to work on over the next couple weeks or so, and the statement of interest template, and appointing chairs for the work teams, and discussing or beginning the discussion on timelines and high priority issues so that we can make sure that we meet some of the goals of having some of the stuff done at least by June, if not sooner. So does anyone have anything else to add to the agenda? Okay, hearing silence, let's go to the PPSC charter. Now, just as a background, this is the charter that was initially approved by the GNSO Council, and any changes to that charter will need to be reviewed by the GNSO Council. I guess their next meeting is tomorrow. We won't obviously have everything to them by tomorrow to review and vote on, so it'll probably be looked at the February meeting. That said, once we come to an agreement with the charter, we're going to proceed under that unless the council tells us otherwise at the February meeting.
I have a tentative slot for this on the 29th of January meeting.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize there were two in January.
Every 3 weeks.
Great. Or maybe not so great.
Not
for
so
council
great,
members.
But every 3 weeks.
Okay, so hopefully this will get on at the 29th conference call. Jay Scott, you're on the line, correct?
Yes.
You want to, I believe this is from your email from Monday. Does that contain the last one?
No, my email from Monday only had to do with the working group. So if we're talking about the general PPSC charter that I sent around earlier on, that was not sent around yesterday. That was sent on some time ago. And I think, Liz, if I'm not correct, that's what appears on the wiki now.
Yeah, right.
Great.
So if you don't have my email, if you go to the wiki and you look at the proposed charter, that's the language that I sent around. It would be under the first bolded language. It says proposed charter for policy process steering committee.
Okay, were there, hopefully most people are in front of a computer now. that actually was sent around by email in December. I think it was either the 10th or the 17th. It was one of those. I think you reposted it. So.
And it is. Yeah, I did repost it because of. I had a cute little graphics in my email, and Glenn told me that's a no-no. So I resent it around. But basically, it's just sort of a cleaning up and a rearranging of the wording of that the GNSO had put out. It is not substantively a variant. If you look at, if you compare the two, and I had sent around a redline version so people could see. It's just really shifting things around, and I thought making it a little bit more clear.
Yes, and I think you did that. I think it was well done. We actually talked about those changes on the December 10th call as well. So I'd like to ask for a people's thoughts, and we operate by consensus here and not by voting. So I want to know if there's rough consensus on this new charter.
Jeff, it may be useful just to note that I did suggest one additional language change from what Jay Scott had put forward on the 10th, which just very quickly, what he had written was the immediate goal of the PPSC is to develop recommendations for all process changes needed to meet the requirements of the GNSO Improvement Report, et cetera. And what I was suggesting was a slight change to say that the immediate goal of the PPSC would be to coordinate and oversee the process for developing recommendations for all process changes. The point being that the work teams would actually develop the recommendations for the process changes, and that the role of the PPSC would be one of coordination and oversight of those teams.
And this is Jay Scott, and I agree that that language specifically clarifies, and I don't have a problem with it.
Mike Rumba, I've got a question with it. It's not a problem with it. To my mind, this group is responsible for developing it, and we're doing that by delegating the recommendations to two other teams. But in the event that those teams come back with something that we on the PPSC don't agree with, then we would be able to overrule and change those recommendations in the way that we agreed by consensus. Is that what everyone's understanding is?
This is Aubrey. Can I comment?
Sure.
I would think that it wouldn't be so much, I mean, going with bottom-up processes, that it wouldn't be so much that we could change it, but that we could certainly send back questions, clarifications, ask if they had considered this, that, and the other thing, and ask them to rework it. In terms of changing it, I'm not sure. And you know that all comes out in sort of understanding of bottom up.
Well, but okay, the council, and I guess well, not okay, the council at least has initiated this steering committee.
Yeah.
With the responsibility here. And then we're further delegating that down.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah, if I understand it from the way the board wrote things up, then it basically gets to us, we get to question, we go back and forth, make sure all issues are answered, and then, we pass it on either with our consensus recommendation or with our comments and criticism. But I don't know that we actually get to do it. But as I say, I don't know. This is just my thought.
Well, I think that's for us to decide.
Well, I will say this. This is Jay Scott. That language to develop recommendations was identical to the language that was proposed by the GNSO in their proposed charter.
Exactly.
Okay, just to put that forward, to let you know that that's what they conceptualized, at least when they put out this charter, and that's the reason I kept that wording, although I am not offended by Liz's suggestion that perhaps there needs to be some wordsmithing in this area.
So what are some other thoughts on that? Does anyone oppose the language that, I mean, Liz had suggested alternate language, but does anyone think that the original language that's in there, the immediate goal of the PPSC is to develop recommendations, or does anyone have an issue with that?
This is Ken Bauer speaking. I have a suggestion. One way that you might approach it is to say the immediate goal is to ensure that recommendations are developed for all process changes. Or you could even say the immediate goal of PVC is through its oversight and coordination to ensure that recommendations for all processes are developed, and then that leaves you with the option of developing yourself or using the workings.
That sounds like it is one of the things I find that we have to do in this in drafting these things is make them broad enough that we can take care of contingencies so that we're not having to redraft or face arguments that were outside of our charter because of contingencies that occurred.
Exactly.
That were unforeseen at the time that the thing was drafted. So, Ken, I am fine with that language. I think, Mike, since you were the one that brought up a concern, it seems to me that that would handle your concern, but I will leave that to speak for yourself.
It sounded right to me the first time I heard it. Of course, I'd like to hear it again or see it in text, ideally.
So, Ken, just to repeat it, you said something like the immediate goal of the PPSC is to ensure recommendations are developed for all process changes
needed to meet the requirements of the BGC. Yes, just you could follow on the rest of that sentence, I think.
So it's taking out the words is to develop recommendations and substituting ensure recommendations are developed. That's it.
That's what I had in mind.
Frankly, I like the original text better because I think it is our job to develop the recommendations. That's what council chartered us to do, and we're just simply delegating that down. But if what we get back from one of the work groups is unacceptable to any of us, then we have the obligation, I think, to get it to a state where it's got the consensus of this committee.
Can I get in with you?
Sure.
And Alan.
Tim and then Alan. Okay.
Thank you. I think I agree with Mike. I would prefer to leave it as Jay Scott first had it, especially since that's based on the actual wording from the...
Tim, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
The GSO. I said that. Did I agree with Mike on the original wording?
That's what I thought. Thanks.
What's that?
That's what I thought. Thanks. That just surprised me.
Yeah.
Wow.
At any rate, yeah. So it was originally worded, and I think we should leave it.
Okay, Alan.
This is Bertrand. Can I get in the queue?
Sure. I got Alan, then Bertrand.
I tend to agree. I was looking at the draft work team rules, which have an awful lot of words in them about what happens if you cannot get a good consensus within the work teams and how reports may be produced by the work teams with minority views and things like that, which means it bounces up to the PPSC to address. So we have to make sure that the charter for the PPSC itself is consistent with what we're going to do it for the next stages down. And we haven't done that yet, but in light of the drafts, I would tend to keep the words as they are right now.
Okay. Yes, Tom?
Yeah. Just one comment that the question that we're discussing right now is actually related to one underlying question, which is what is the role of a steering committee in a process that is initiated by the board, sent to the council, then tasked to a steering committee that decides to do working teams? It is not exactly something that could be really called bottom-up, because it is not something that is starting from the bottom, but is something that is being delegated at lower and lower levels in order to broaden the participation. So the question that is being discussed here is whether the steering committee, which is a limited group, is tasked with establishing the proposals, and decides to do this, to establish working groups in order to involve a broader range of people, or if the steering committee is basically just establishing the groups and waits until the groups brings the information back. I think in this case, even more so than in the OSC, which has on its side established three teams, here the interaction between the PDP team and the working group team will be very important. So there is a balance to be found maybe between the notion that the PPSC has a sort of coordination and supervisory role, but also probably a more active role than the OSC is doing. The OSC has basically decided that it will not meet on a teleconference call regularly unless it's needed. I wonder whether in the case of the PPSC there will be a little more hands-on approach or not. I think that's the question that we're addressing behind this.
Okay. So just to, you know, we've planned to meet every couple weeks, at least initially, until the work teams are formed. You know, at some later point we may decide to have less frequent meetings or maybe alternatively more frequent. I don't think we've fully decided how active we're going to be at this point. But I do think that it was initially set up to be more of a coordination role. But Mike and some others that have talked already, do you guys agree or?
I do. I think Bertrand raises a great point, though, that two work teams are really going to have to be coordinated very well. If one of them starts going off on a tangent the other one's not aware of, this can just end up a big mess at the end.
Right. Yeah, it's not as discreet as some of the items that the OSC is working on.
Right.
It sounds like someone's got in the background.
Yeah, some conversation.
Someone else. So if that person can mute their line.
How do you mute it? Maybe me, just got.
Star 6.
Press 6?
Yeah, star 6.
Star 6.
I think I was making the comment that was most out of line with what other people were saying about needing to sort of respect what comes up from the working team. Yet I do agree with leaving the wording as it is, and I agree that it is the responsibility of this group to come with a consensus recommendation that it sends to the council. I guess I'm thinking more in terms of the practice of what we do, and this doesn't change the wording, that we have to seriously take into account the work done by the working teams that we create and build, and that we can't just sort of reject it out of hand, but that we really have to use it and work with them to reach the consensus point. But I don't think we need to change the wording.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from at least the people that have spoken is that everyone seems okay with the current wording as Jay Scott had submitted around, which is also reflected in the GNSO, original GNSO language. But as Aubrey said, we just need to keep in mind as we go further that our role is more of a coordination role, and we just need to keep all this in mind. Is there anyone that disagrees with keeping the language as Jay Scott had recommended? Okay. Sounds like from everyone's silence that we have a consensus on keeping the language the way it is on the wiki. And I guess that means we would just cross out the parenthetical.
Yes, I'll take care of that.
Okay. Does anyone else have any comments on the proposed charter?
I have one.
Okay, Aubrey.
Under goals and milestones, and this kind of fits in with the other comments we just went through, it says to be determined by the PPSC and approved by the council, which is true, but one of the reasons that we're not including milestones now is because they want to be determined by the PPSC in cooperation, coordination, what have you, with the work teams that we're putting together. Because otherwise we could just do them now. So I'm wondering whether we want to amplify that wording at all. Otherwise, why aren't we just, hey, let's just sit down and set down the milestones. But when we talked about that, we said, no, we should work those out in cooperation with the teams.
I have no problem. I think that's an excellent suggestion. This is Jess Scott. And just in formulating that out so that third parties would understand what the process is as we are going through it.
So your suggestion would be to be determined by the work teams?
No, to be determined by the PPSC in cooperation with the work teams and approved by the council.
Gotcha. Does How does everyone feel on that, on the addition of that language?
I agree with that. This is Constantinos.
Okay.
I'd say it's work teams, just to make sure we don't have confusion with the other work teams.
Yeah.
Okay. Liz, you got that?
Yep, sure do.
Great.
Just one question. This is Bertrand. Is the approval by the council necessary, or could it be a lighter formulation that it is communicated to the council?
I think that the way it was set up is that charter changes and milestones were approved by the council.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a pretty strong relation with the council, and in terms of the rules that will be potentially scalable, it means that any modification of the milestones at one moment or the other has to be fundamentally approved.
Yep.
By the council.
Yep.
But that's why milestones. That's not detailed schedule. That, you know, you have
okay.
to do things that are milestones, like complete this document.
Okay.
Complete
good.
This work. Because it's the milestone, it's the council that has to agree to the schedule, to the board, and all that stuff, and is kind of responsible for that managerial, when is work getting done, and trying to be intentional about dates and stuff. So
okay.
it's not internal detailed schedule, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, council is answerable, therefore it has to, you know, have the clout to make sure it can do what it's promising.
Okay, that was Alan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think since this is being recorded, if people could, even if you've spoken many times, just make sure you at least say your first name.
Sorry.
So it sounds like... Bertrand, are you okay then with leaving that line?
Yeah, sure. It was more a question. In all those things, just as a comment in general, we must understand, or I see very clearly, that everything we do in establishing the PPSC, the work team, the OSC, and the three work teams, is actually addressing, in a certain way, the substance of our work. Because what we're doing here is what we are trying to conceive as procedures. So every time I raise a question is more to understand what is the current procedure and why, for instance, something has to be approved as opposed to being transmitted or notified or unless somebody opposes. These are questions that we will find again every time we discuss the various steps in the PDP or in the working group methodology. So this is the only reason why I ask. I have no problem with the way it is going to run for the PPSC itself.
Okay. Does anybody else have any comments on the charter?
Mike Rodenbaugh.
Okay, is there someone else in the queue as well?
Tim.
Okay, so Mike, then Tim.
So I'm not even sure it's part of the charter here, but the current members list, I guess it lists Avery twice on bullets. There's no alternates for NCUC or IPC. I'm not sure whether that's important or not.
Mike, this is Jay Scott. I have confirmed, and this is just to let while it's up, that Uta Decker will be our alternate for IPC. So, Liz, you can have that information.
And this is Constantinos, and I can confirm that Gabriel Pinheiro is going to be the alternate for NCUC participating in the PDP team.
And I think the reason I'm mentioned twice is because I'm filling the role both of the NCA slot, and if there's in the formal definition, there's a slot for the chair or vice chair. So basically because I'm filling those two, but notice there's two different alternatives.
Okay, my question or concern is a little bit broader on those details. I remember we had an issue about what is the role of alternates in you know, the consensus calls, basically. And I guess I have the same question about the role of the other participants, the liaisons, in particular, Alan and Bertrand. What is their role in consensus calls as well? should those issues be addressed in our charter, or should those be addressed in a different document with our working rules or something like that?
I think as it was conceived by the council, they weren't a necessary part of a consensus.
That's my understanding as well.
Right, and I think we addressed this in our first meeting. And I know that we, from my notes from the first meeting, which I can't remember where they're posted, they are posted, that we had discussed the role of alternates.
Yeah, I think we did not come to a conclusion. We agreed to talk about it later, if I recall correctly.
No, I thought we did.
This is Jay Scott. I thought we came to some sort of general understanding of the role of alternates. As I sort of recall it, that on consensus calls, they can attend, and if both parties are not there, they will voice their, when the consensus is called for, they would voice. If both parties are there, the alternate did not voice whether they believe that, they would not give a voice into the consensus discussion when they said, is there consensus or rough consensus?
All right, so here's from my notes, and again, they're not formal, and it's not any kind of meeting, minutes. But my notes from the November 24th said that there was general consensus was that we encourage as much participation as possible, and therefore alternates may be selected from any constituency, supporting organization, or advisory committee. Where there is a, quote, consensus call, if both the primary and alternate reps are on the call or present at a meeting, only the primary may cast a response to the consensus call. If only one rep is on the call, where there is a consensus call, then that rep may cast a response to the consensus call. And then I said, please note the absence of the word vote, as we are trying to move away from using that term.
That makes perfect sense. And what about Alan and Bertrand then?
Yeah, that was the question I was going to raise, because the formulation that you just made puts in the same category the members and the liaison, if so-called liaison.
Uh-huh.
True.
Yeah. I mean, we've worked in different ways on different groups. In general, the advisory committee liaisons or their whoever is representing them are non-voting members of council and are non-voting members of other organizations. On the other hand, the group that was put together by the board on GNSO restructure made that person a full-fledged member. So,
The case that we had on the IDNCCTLD group was putting everybody as well on the same level.
Not really, but that's a discussion for another day. I do believe that it was quite specific in the council that the consensus was from among the members, and that's why there was a specific listing of members and other participants. Now, obviously, on a consensus thing, you know, if we have very strong opposition from other mm-hmm. participants, we need to take that into account. But I know that in creating the initial charters, the council did quite specifically, and this was also discussed in the planning team, quite specifically the difference between the members and consensus of members, and that's why there's a category called other participants.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Even with that distinction, I'd like to see the other participants subdivided, because I don't think we're in the same category as staff.
In other words,
move staff down to
So just break it out and have.
Well, but I'm not sure. I agree.
And if I can jump in, Aubrey, I'm now thinking about it as well. I think because policy staff is going to have to implement a lot, at least with respect to the PDP team. The policy staff is an instrumental component that I would like to see included in the same category.
Okay, I can live with that.
No, wait a minute. In what category?
With the other participants.
Which the working teams, or are you talking about in the consensus of the committee?
No, not on the work teams. On the PPSC. So it's the PPSC members, which are listed as really just the constituencies, and
I certainly don't agree that staff would be included as part of the full consensus of the committee. I don't know where that would
Right. No, no, no.
No, we've already excluded that the group of others from the consensus.
Right. They're already excluded.
Well, I mean, Avery says that was her view of the consensus of the council. I don't recall that personally myself, but I think Avery went on to make it seem like it probably doesn't really matter, because I agree with her completely. Obviously, if Alan or Bertrand or Liz have a concern, then we all ought to have a concern and try to address it. I'm concerned at how we're going to make consensus calls. What if people aren't on the call when a consensus call is made? Are they going to have an opportunity to object afterwards?
That was my question, Mike, as well. I mean, I had the same questions that you did, which most have been answered. I think there's still a few that are out there, and that's one of them that I think is important.
Well, I think we might be interpreting consensus call literally as a phone call, as opposed to a call for consensus, which could be done via email as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? So I don't want to get caught up in that. Someone will be present, whether it's on email or...
Mm-hmm.
If they can't be present on email or a teleconference, then...
This needs to be defined just so that everyone's on the same page. Because I guess this is another case where I'm with Mike on not understanding that we had come to some agreement in that first meeting. I didn't quite grasp that either, and don't recall that there was a consensus call on that. Of course, we were trying to define what that means.
In the charter, and then I'll let Liz tell me if she wants to say something. In the charter, it doesn't say anything about a consensus call. It says, unless otherwise determined by the PTSC members, committee decisions will be made using a, quote, full consensus, end quote, process.
Right, and that's just completely undefined.
But evidently some of us think that we came to agreement in the first meeting on some of it, and others of us clearly didn't have that understanding. So,
well, this is Jay Scott. I think Jeff and I have both said that we came to agreement with regards to the role of an alternate versus a member. I don't believe we said that there was an agreement with regards to other participants, which Bertrand, I think, was the one that brought up that question or something. That's been raised in this. I do not think that was discussed on our December call.
So Liz, you want to say something?
I actually just wanted to draw people's attention to the fact that we do have the some draft work team rules that the OSC has adopted that I think there's some edits to from this group, you know, the idea that we might adopt something like that. And there is a section there for decision making that elaborates on actually rough consensus is the term it uses, so we have to do some work to make sure our terminology is consistent. But one possibility is to add language to that decision-making section that essentially provides for an actual process to determine consensus, like Aubrey, for example, in the SASFLUX working group where, you know, you had, so on the first call there would be, okay, here's new language, and it would be highlighted in one way, and there would be the opportunity on the next call for people to voice concerns, and then on the third call it would revert out of the draft text. You could set it series of steps to be sure that each area that's at issue is adequate, where everyone is heard from on each issue or has the opportunity to be heard from on the issue. I didn't express that very well. But
and that's a second comment, and that was a rough consensus model, because at that point you ended up with, you know, agreement, support, and alternative views, and obviously when you're in that kind of statement, you're in rough consensus, not full consensus.
Mm-hmm.
Full consensus, which I thought was fairly well defined, which is everyone is in agreement, and there is no one voicing opposition. Now, whether they're not voicing opposition because they've given up or because they truly agree is beside the point, but no one is voicing opposition. That's the full consensus model, as I understand it, and as I understand it's applied in perhaps the GAC, though Bertrand could tell me better. And it was quite members. Now, we can change that, but that was what it was. You know, the default was full consensus of members, and the original proposals were quite specific of there being full members and other participants.
So I have a suggestion, Mike, so that hopefully we can do something today and approve this charter. Maybe we just put in some placeholder language here in decision-making that says that the PPSC will devise rules to define full consensus and how that will be determined.
Well, this is Jay Scott. I don't think the question is, as I understood it, was necessarily that. I thought the question was, whom among those groups listed on this tweaky, when we say, okay, we want to know if we have reached consensus, which parties in that list are entitled to give an opinion? And as I understood, Aubrey's position is that historically, and what she just pointed to, is that as members, which meant that those that are listed as other participants would not be included and would not voice anything when we took a temperature of the group to see if consensus, whether it be rough, whether it be full, whether it had been reached.
It's Alan. That doesn't make any sense, though, if you include the last line, that is the representative of the council itself.
I'm just saying.
Are you saying the chair of the council can override consensus?
No, what I'm saying is that I'm not looking at the working team rules because that the OSC has put out. I thought the issue we were discussing was whatever, however you define consensus, who gets to participate in defining to fall into whatever definition you give it. And as I understood, Aubrey's position was that was the people who are listed on the tweaky as members.
It's Alan. That's the question I'm asking about.
Okay, all right, so Alan's in the queue, and then who else is after Alan? Alan, then Aubrey, and then I'll...
Beth Holmes.
Okay, so Alan,
okay,
Aubrey, I'm sorry, I'm just getting everyone, Bertrand, and Tim?
Tim, yes.
Okay, so Alan?
Okay, I was raising the point that if full consensus means everyone has to agree, the last line in the members list is the council chair or alternate. And I'm not sure if we really want that person to have a vote on the consensus, or is consensus the vote of the constituencies of the GNSO council. I'm just pointing out that maybe that last person does not have to participate in full consensus. I'm not sure I know what the answer is, but I'm raising the point that it's that member is in a somewhat different category.
Okay, then Aubrey?
Yeah, couple things. One is, in the original definition, that person, whether it was the chair or vice chair, was indeed a member and was undistinguished as being a lesser member, but was a member, so therefore, like anyone else, participated in the consensus. Now, there was also, though, a strong recommendation that for some reason is not written, but it's what both Chuck and I are fulfilling, is that, you know, you are there as the chair, but you're also there in your whatever other role you've got. So in other words, on this one, I'm also the NCA rep, and on that one, he's also the registry member. So that's the one thing. Now, the other thing is on consensus, if the members, as they now stand, want to say that consensus is all-inclusive and includes the other members, which is not an unreasonable thing to do, we can certainly do it, and I would go along with it. It's just that because it's up to the members to make that kind of decision, and if we want to, we certainly can. It's just that the default condition, as defined, was this set of members, that was the listed set of members, and full consensus, which means all those members agreed. There was no notion about who could speak and who couldn't when we were asking for it. I don't think anybody ever thought of so-and-so doesn't get to speak when you're doing a consensus check. It's that when you looked around and said, okay, do all the members agree, all the members did not include the other representatives.
Okay, Bertrand?
Well, first of all, I think that on this issue, Avery was right in saying that a full consensus is probably the objective. The second thing is that the expression, unless otherwise determined by the PPSC members, committee decisions will be made using full consensus, is imprecise because we don't know how the decision is being made by the PPSC members. It's a sentence that I saw in the OSC document as well. Does that mean that the decision to not use a full consensus should be done by full consensus?
Yep.
Or is there another way?
No,
I think that was yes, you're right. It was intended that a full consensus of PPSC members had to decide otherwise.
Okay. So there's a full consensus needed to decide that we don't use full consensus.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
okay.
Right.
The second thing is regarding the participations of the other members. I think there is a distinction in any case between the liaisons and the secretariat and policy staff representative. Not in the discussion, but it is not exactly the same kind of participation. I think the secretariat and the staff are there to support the activities, but it is not the same category as other members of the community. Now, as for the question of whether the liaisons, both from ALAC and the GAC, whether they should participate or not in the vote or in the consensus call, the two options are possible. I believe that in any case, this is typically a question that we should address at one moment in the working group team discussion, because this is a question that will be recurring every time we will want to make a working group that is transversal. Whether we choose right now to make it a full participation is a question that is open. I'm not making it an absolute condition. It may be a little bit early to discuss that or to decide it, and I would have no problem if there's a decision by the whole group not to include the liaisons in the consensus call. But I think it is a very important question that will have to be addressed in any case.
It's Alan. Could you put me back in the queue?
Sure. I got Tim and then Alan. Tim?
Oh. I think first of all, if we're going to consider others than the members as currently defined in the consensus process, I don't think that's a decision that the steering committee can make. We might have an opinion, we might express the opinion back to the full council, but that would be, in my opinion, a decision that the full council would ultimately have to make. Because we're really not given that flexibility within the currently approved implementation document. The other thing is that I think that for the purposes of getting this charter approved, I think Mike had a good suggestion that we simply, I don't think we need to define full consensus. In fact, I would like to see that just slightly modified so it actually mirrors the verbiage in the actual implementation plan, where it doesn't just say using the full consensus, it says using the full consensus of the members, and that's in quotes, process. I don't think full consensus of the members needs to be defined. I think that's pretty clear. But we might note that the process that we will use to determine the full consensus of the members is yet to be defined. So we put a placeholder for that. We could approve this charter. But I think full consensus is pretty clear. The intent was pretty clear when this document was put together. And if we're going to change who the members are, who participates in that process, it should go back to the council.
Okay, so Tim, just to reiterate, and then I'll go to Alan, your recommendation is that we keep the same wording, except we add the words in the quotes, it says full consensus of its members?
That's of the members.
Of the members. You'd add those three words. And then we could pretty much leave that as is and work on that in the future.
and if we want to revise it, your position is that we need to go to the council anyway.
If we want to revise what the full consensus, who participates in full consensus, then yes.
Right.
Because, yeah, we've been given to work from is very clear about who the members are.
Okay, Alan?
Yeah, two comments. First, just with respect to what Avery said, I wasn't targeting my comment at Avery in particular. Avery currently is sitting on this PPSC as an NCA member in addition to being here as a chair. And I was looking at it, you know, if the chair is not on the committee representing the constituency, which is really the issue. With regard to what Bertrand said, I think the issue is quite different on the PPSC and on the working teams. The working teams are going to have members who don't necessarily represent any constituency, and I think our rules are going to be somewhat different and be more lenient in allowing lack of full consensus because we're going to have free agents there who can do whatever they want.
Okay,
so your position...
So I'm saying the rules we use in this case to determine consensus, I think, will be different from those that we use within the working teams.
So would you be okay, though, with adding the couple words that Tim had recommended?
In terms of the members?
Right.
With having pointed out the caveat that maybe we want the council representative to not be required for full consensus, but that's just pointing it out, yes, I'm happy with it.
Can I make a comment or something?
Yeah.
And I'd like to get in the queue as well.
So I got Avery and Jay Scott. Anyone else? Okay.
Okay. Certainly if we want to remove the chair as a duplicate from another member, that's certainly something we need to get approved by the council because it was included in the council's list of memberships. The other thing I'd like to point out, and this is semi-jest, but not really, any chair of anything in the GNSO council and wherever who tried to veto something would not last very long.
Probably true. Jay Scott?
Tim, in that regard, I think the implementation plan actually might allow for it because it says that the members are the GNSO council and or vice chair, a representative from each constituency, and then the nominating committee appointee. So in the situation we're in, you might fill the role of the nominating committee appointee for consensus purposes, and Chuck may fill the role of the GNSO council and or vice chair. Not that I think it matters, but I mean that just technically I don't think we really have a problem there.
I just have to give you two hats.
Jay Scott.
Okay, I guess my first question is, when we're talking about the wording, where is this wording we're speaking of? Is it on the Tweaky? Is it in the working group, working team rules that have been? Where is this wording that we keep talking about members and
right,
the chair?
My understanding, and I'm trying to remember who recommended it, correct me if I'm wrong, is on the Wiki, Tweaky. In the part that says decision making for the PPC, it's right before, or right after goals and milestones, but before initial PPSC teams. Unless otherwise determined by PPSC members, committee decisions will be made using a full consensus process.
Okay.
That's where you would put full consensus of the members.
Okay.
Yes, the other thing we need to do also is to make sure that, since we have some new people on the call, is to make sure that the PPSC teams are, at least with the current members, are updated.
Okay. Now, my next question is that we seem to have come to at least a point with that. And I thought what led us to this whole discussion, I want to make sure we've handled that point, this is Jay Scott again, is it says members, and there are members listed, and there are participants listed.
Correct.
Correct? So I assume that if we change that it means that whenever there is a call for a group to discuss whether consensus has been reached, that participants aren't considered quote-unquote members. Is that my understanding?
The people listed in other participants are not members for the full consensus process.
All right.
It's Alan. My understanding of what we were saying was their input would be listened to, but they could not break consensus.
Correct.
All right. That's where I want to make, that's the page I'm on as well. I just wanted to make sure that I was understanding, because we seem to have floated a bit around. I just want to make sure I understood that point. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, but it perhaps needs to be said for the next people who aren't on this call.
Actually, I need to point out something else, and we may just want to, and this is kind of a loose wording if I can.
Sure.
We should be careful with liaison and actually go liaison, and what we already say are other appointed representative / observer. There's a possibility that an AC, a specific AC, may have trouble calling someone a liaison or calling someone a representative, but could appoint a single person as an observer.
Yeah, I would support that. This is Beth Holm.
Well, I would support that as well. This could continue.
Representative / observer?
That's right.
Yeah.
Appointed. So it's still, but just so it's open, so that we're not saying that that person has to be considered a representative by a group that is unable to pick representatives.
Does anyone object to that? I'll do it the opposite way. Does anybody object to that?
No, there's reasons
to that. Okay, Liz, we'll make that change.
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, with all of those, I wanted to ask if there's any other issues. Making the couple changes that we discussed with the addition of the words, it says now full consensus, say full consensus of the members. And adding the word observer. Is everyone good with the charter?
I think so. If Liz could do a save so we could all see it, that would help.
I'm editing. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were being editing all along.
I have, but I've been saving frequently. So.
Avri, a question. If this is to be ready for your June 29th council meeting?
Yep.
When does it have to be?
It has to be a week ahead.
Oh, I said June 29th. I meant January 29th.
Right, January 29th.
So at least
a week ahead, the motion needs to be there, and the motion should be made by two of us, you know, who are on this group and council members.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't we have Liz make the updates, and we will do a consensus call via email over the next week, so that by the 15th or to the 14th, if we don't hear any objections, and we'll specify this in the consensus call, then we will ask the council members to make a motion to accept this as our charter. Does anyone disagree with that approach?
I just asked that you use the phrase consensus call in the subject of your email along with PTSD so it doesn't get lost.
Okay, I think that's good.
This is Beth Holm.
Yes.
I just saved, so if you refresh, hopefully you'll see all my changes and you can correct me if I've missed anything.
Okay, I still like the idea of sending it out in email so people have a little bit of time to think about it. Bertrand, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I just had a small comment. In the working methods for the PPSC, it says the PPSC will be comprised of a minimum of two separate teams. Is it comprised or will establish a minimum of two separate teams?
Where are you?
Because the committee itself is not composed of two teams.
I think that is a good observation. So that's on the paragraph under working methods for the PPSC. Bertrand, your recommendation is that we change it. The PPSC
will establish a minimum of two separate teams.
I'm good with that change. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
We need a Frenchman to correct our English. Thank you.
That's a great point. Liz, can you make that change as well?
Yes, it's done.
And then after that, after the consensus call is over, what Liz and I will do is do a red line so that the council can see the changes that we've made from the original version. Okay, I think we're ready for agenda item two. I thank everyone for their patience. And actually, this one might take up a little bit more. I hope not as much time, but it's a little bit more dense.
Okay. How long do you allot for these calls?
I think
we're up on an hour now.
Glenn, did you set up for 2 hours or?
This one is actually set up for 1.5 hours, Jeff.
1.5. Okay,
yes.
So we need to move a little bit quicker. And there's a couple key things that I think we need to do, and I'd really like to leave this call with comfort that the solicitation, the announcement for the work teams is going to go out in the next couple days.
Why don't we move to that one instead of the charters?
Right. So the one thing in that is that I think the solicitations are going to point to the charters. So, yes, let's go to that one now, but then we do need to get back to the charters. So I believe it was distributed on the mailing list some time ago, the announcement, the proposed announcement that would go out. Liz, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that was sent out.
Yeah, in fact, you sent out the most recent version, I think. Sorry, I have to just grab the date.
I see something on December 22nd.
Yeah, but subsequently you sent the more final one that Chuck sent you on the 30th of December.
I'm not sure that went. Did that go to the whole group?
You're talking about the invitation, right?
Ah, correct. You're right. December 30th at 2:10 p.m.
Jeff, you're better than you even know you are.
I'm just getting forgetful. So on December 30th, or at least on Eastern time, so I guess that might have been for some of you the 31st. We checked around
the 2:07 p.m.
Right, Eastern time, yeah, Eastern U.S. time. That was the latest draft that I believe the council has a copy of as well. But this is the latest draft that the OSC has approved to go out to solicit people for the 5 work teams, the 2 work teams that we have, plus the 3 work teams that the OSC has. It's been on our list. I haven't seen any comments against it, and I know that the hope everyone's okay. It sounds like and Aubrey, correct me if I'm wrong. I think I talked to Chuck this morning on it. And he said he was pushing for this to be sent around shortly after the council meeting. Is that your understanding?
I guess I don't think we've talked about it. I know that but yeah, I think so.
Has everyone had a chance to read it? It's pretty generic. And a lot of the language was taken from...
Guys.
Yep.
Guys. Well, big housekeeping wants to come in.
Dave Scott. So, does anyone have any comments on this solicitation?
So, I got a comment on it. Who are we trying to solicit? You know, nowhere in here does it say that we're looking for people with specific expertise in certain areas. It just kind of says what the teams are, and then basically is an open invitation for anybody to join. Is that really what we want here?
Actually, Mike, it does say in the first paragraph that each work team will be made up of community volunteers who have interest in an expertise in one of the 5 main focus areas, and then provides the details. So that it may not be sufficient, but I think there was an intent to solicit expertise in the areas.
So what are you worried about, Mike? Let's get that on the...
I'm worried that we're going to have work teams of folks who are going to... The work teams are going to get too big, conceivably, but, you know, that's probably not really going to happen. But maybe one or two of them will get out of control because you've got people joining these things who have no idea what they're joining.
Well, what list are these being sent to, Liz?
The intent actually is for very wide distribution, including an announcement on the ICANN page, I believe, because when you look at the recommendations in the totality and the multiple tasks that are being asked of all five of the work teams, there's quite a lot of work involved in a variety of different areas, including, for example, communications and document management, potentially, and website, improving the website and some communications aspects. So there are differing types of expertise that are being sought in the different work teams. And there's also been a lot of concern that I know was very much in the minds of the council initially that because of the amount of work that would be entailed to develop the recommendations in each of the areas, that it's just going to take more people, that people are spread too thin trying to cover the various work teams if we don't solicit a lot of participation beyond the usual participants.
So, Mike, do you have any comments on that?
No, not really. I mean, I certainly agree that there's a lot of work and there's not a lot of people to do it. I just, I guess I feel like it's up to anybody is maybe not exactly what we want to do. I'd prefer to have a different approach where each of the work teams went out and found specific expertise if they needed it. But, I'm sure that my fear is probably not well-founded that we'll get too many volunteers. So.
This is Aubrey.
Tim, I'd like in the queue.
Sir Aubrey, Tim, anybody else? Hey, Aubrey?
Yeah. I think that we need to do, just for the sake of openness, a wide outreach. I also think we have to make sure that we do the particular outreach that you're talking about in terms of, for example, on working groups. You know, we specifically mentioned that we're going to look at the working group processes from other organizations that do working groups. You know, we should do some outreach either to their liaisons within the technical advisory committees, you know, that the board has, or directly through WCC and IETF and other groups like that. And the last thing is, within any working groups, if we can get enough people, that's one thing. And then even then, only 10-20% maximum will be the ones actually doing most of the work if things follow any normal pattern I've ever seen.
Okay, Tim?
It's probably not a big issue, but I think it would certainly help to frame this work more appropriately if, for example, in item 4, in the background information, it was clear that the GNSO, through two steering committees, is creating these five special work teams. And perhaps in that, the end paragraph of that section, make it clear who these steering committees are, and that they will be coordinating and overseeing the work of the work teams. Because this makes it sound like these are five teams being formed directly by the GNSO and reporting directly to the GNSO, and it might be beneficial to make it clear as to the structure that we're going to be working under.
I agree with that.
Okay. Liz, how difficult would it be to make that change?
Well, it's easy enough to draft it. I think it's just going back through the OSC folks to give them a chance to comment. I know they were trying to kind of try to simplify a little bit just for the invitation, the background information that was provided. I do agree that for new people joining the work team to express interest based on the solicitation, a further overview might be called for, including an explanation of the role of the steering committees. So one possibility is to consider that something that's done after people express interest, to just get everyone on board and give additional information there. But I'd be glad to draft an additional phrase here and refer it back to the OSC I know they're very anxious to get this out.
Yeah, I don't know that we need to delay. From my perspective, anyway, I don't know we need to delay for that.
This is Beth Holm. I got in the queue.
So I got Bertrand and Tim, if you want to respond as well. So, Bertrand?
Yeah, just very quickly. First, it will be the responsibility for each of the representatives of the different constituencies and the liaisons to not only spread the document, but explain to their respective constituencies what this is about and encourage them to identify within their own membership the appropriate people that might be interested in each of the subgroups. Because explaining this relatively complex structure of two steering committees and five subgroups requires additional comments in addition to the document that will be circulated. And the second thing is, I wonder what kind of plans are underway for addressing this issue in any public manner during the Mexico meeting, and how it articulates with the timeline, because I think the consultation, and we'll come to that later, I know, but the consultation with the rest of the community will be an important element to engage actors and maybe have less people in the work teams and more interaction in physical meetings.
Okay, and Tim, and then I'll step in a little bit too. Tim?
Yeah, I think what Liz suggested is fine, that the volunteers, that we follow up in some fashion with the volunteers with more detail so that they understand fully what they're getting into, as well as what the structure of it's going to be. And then in regards, you know, with Mike's concerns about this just going to anybody and everybody, and we're going to be requiring a statement of interest with some additional information as the details there. So I think that will help. And then are we necessarily bound to accept every volunteer, or if in some extreme case we are, you know, the steering committee has issues, I mean, do we have a veto on potentially?
As it's worded, it says the work teams are open to all interested volunteers.
Right. So what happens if one of them is obstructionist or otherwise a problem? Is that built into the work team rules? I've not reviewed those yet.
I believe if you look at the work team rules that have been put together by the OSC, this is Jay Scott speaking, they have something in there about managing that particular problem, Jeff.
Yep. I confirm.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And I think that's the reason you're getting statements of interest from people, is because that would serve as a basis for understanding where it's coming from. It looks as obstructionist because it's a particular point of view or political process that's sort of not bringing it forward. It would give you grounds to raise something under that section.
Correct. And I think Bertrand's points as well are important in that, I believe we should in Mexico City talk about the groups, and I don't think these work teams have a definite date of when you have to join by. So I do think that if people want to join or contribute after the Mexico City meeting, I think that's okay. I just don't want, none of us want work to wait until after the Mexico City.
Correct.
So I think Jay Scott's point about the work team rules try to address that, and we will be talking about that as well. I think we're going to be posting as soon as we approve work team rules, those will be posted. So these are going to be things that will be made known to people as they are finished. So all of that said, I want to ask the same question I guess I started with on this, is that Liz is going to propose an extra phrase in there to clarify that there are steering committees.
I thought we decided she would not, because we don't want to delay, because she'd have to go back to the OSC.
Well, I think it's just the addition of a couple words, correct, Liz?
Well, yeah, but we would still have to go back to them. So, you know, honestly, I'd recommend candidly, although I'll do as you like, of course, not doing it. also, you know, I think there's this element of not wanting to sound too complicated, you know, when it is going to be new to a lot of people, and that the orientation might be the more appropriate place to do it. But I'd be glad to draft it, and I'd be glad to send it over to the OSC right away, so as you like.
Okay, so, Mike, are you fine with leaving it as is?
Yes, as I said before.
Okay. All right. So, everyone, is there anyone against sending out this solicitation as soon as possible with the words that are currently in there?
The only concern I would have remaining is that there's links to the charters which aren't resolved yet.
Right. So that's what we're going to talk about next. But I think even if the charters are works in progress, we'll discuss the charters, but I'm assuming that they're, well, maybe I shouldn't assume. My assumption was that they're, even if they're not final, they're pretty close. So let's table that and actually go to the charters themselves. The latest version of the work team charters were sent around by Jay Scott, and that was Tuesday.
Monday.
What was Tuesday? Today. You said something this morning, didn't you? No, sorry. No, yesterday. You said something yesterday. You said revisions to mine. Is that what?
Well, maybe it was yesterday. I can't remember if it was yesterday or Monday. I'm out of the office, so my head's sort of bizarre. But I sent something recently, and I posted it on the Tweaky as well.
Yeah. Right. So those work team documents are up there.
They're on the Wiki?
Yeah, I'm looking right now. I believe they are. Is it working?
Yeah, they're on the work team. I couldn't post them to the work team Tweaky, so they're on the main Tweaky. And they're over there where it says attached documents. And I think even at the very top, because they were just added, there are the three things I sent out are there are links at the very top under Policy Process Steering Committee.
Yeah, they also, they're in line there. You see them. It's the work group team, and there's the other.
Yeah.
That following charter reflect edits from 10 December, et cetera. They're there in line as well as attached documents.
Okay, so there's three documents on the top. One says working group section 2 compare with Newman.doc. So that is, I'm just trying to figure out which one that is.
That is, all that is section 2 of the proposed working group charter compared to the section 2 of the PDP charter that you sent out
recently. Okay.
Then the next document is a comparison between the working group charter, section 2, with what was originally on the Tweaky.
So the PDP team charter is not up there?
No.
Ah, okay. That one.
What's the useful, under useful internal wiki links down at the bottom, there's policy development process team. What's that?
Where's this now?
The bottom of the page.
That was
internal wiki links, or are these the old things?
That's the old one.
Oh, that's the old stuff.
So okay, so there's two. So my document. Okay, you need to look at the one that's Monday email sent around Monday at 9:54 a.m. We will post that document as well. 9:54 my time, Eastern time. That was the document for the PDP team that I posted.
I have a comment on that one.
Okay, and then just hold on one second.
Okay.
And then the Jay Scott posted the working group team one plus a comparison of section 2 of mine to his one.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's what's up there. We'll make sure they're all posted correctly. So let's go to the, and I think it was Alan, let's go to the PDP team.
Hey Jeff, this is Tim. I sent some revisions to the revisions.
Yes, the two that I sent so far, Jay Scott, were from Tim Ruiz and from Aubrey.
Okay, so
they both had comments.
Right, so Tim, yours was on the OSC. I'm sorry, your one was.
Yeah, I had that one too, but I sent one minor changes to the section 2 document.
Right, so all the comments were on Section 2, correct? There were no comments on Section 1 of either of them?
Right.
I have some questions.
For me.
Okay. And that was, Mike, you said you had some questions?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the PDP one first that was sent around, and we'll start with Section 1.
Can I make a general comment before you start?
Sure.
I have to leave to get ready for another meeting. I just wanted to comment that I'm fine with whatever you all decide to put out there as draft charters that are available when people do the sign up. And I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, thanks, Aubrey.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
So, Mike, you said you had some questions on for the PDP team one or the working?
I'm looking at your document, Jeff, PDP.
Okay.
That's the same one for me as Alan.
Okay, so Mike and then Alan.
So it says, more specifically, the report recommended that a new PDP, blah, 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 and then there's A through F.
Right.
Is this verbatim from the report?
No.
I did not think so.
It's
okay.
Not because it would have been, would not have made sense if it was verbatim. I mean, read it and double-check it. I don't think I interpreted anything.
Okay,
but
I've read it, and there's certainly some typos that need to be fixed, a few of them. But
okay.
The one substantive question I think I have, and I can rat off the typos after that, but the substantive question I guess I have is in A. First of all, there's some bad grammar at the end, and I'm just not sure what you actually intended by A.
Okay, so let me see. Let me go back to where that was taken from. Initially, is if you go to the let's see, where is it? The PDP team one that was posted earlier.
I think, am I correct that you're synthesizing Liz's list of the BBC report?
Right. This is,
right.
You all should feel free to take license with these.
Right.
Okay, well, at least I want to get my questions answered, that's all. I don't know that the board, I don't know what you mean by the last part, maybe that's because it's bad grammar, but are you suggesting that we need to devise process, like basically pre-PDP processes for fact-finding?
I believe one of the recommendations of the Board Governance Committee was that there were steps to be taken, including fact-finding, prior to the initiation of a PDP. I believe that was one of the recommendations, and Liz can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I may not have worded that the best. Again, I might have done it really quick after some spiked eggnog. But, I believe that was something that they did say. If you want... I tried to make it easier by rewording certain things. I could try to go back and quote them.
Jeff, I can help with this.
Okay.
I know where the references are. And Mike, if you go to the PDP team,
I don't care what was said before. I guess I just care what we're trying to say now, and I want to understand what we're tasking ourselves to do. Because I'm on that group, so.
Jeff, can I get in here? It's Alan.
Sure, Alan.
Yeah. When I've been doing these requests for issues reports through the ALAC, I've read the words of the current bylaws real carefully many times. And one of the current problems is the term policy development process is used for a variety of different things. It's used for the thing that the council votes on to start a PDP. It's also used as an umbrella for the whole thing. That includes the request for an issues report. If you look at the current bylaws, a PDP is initiated or started about three different times in the process.
Or in three different ways.
Well, no. You initiate the PDP by requesting an issues report. Then the GNSO Council gets it and it decides to initiate a PDP. It's conflicting as it is right now. And the problem is...
That was quite right.
Yeah. The problem is we're still using the terms... In this confusing manner. So when we talk about the whole envelope of a policy development process lowercase, it may well include investigation before deciding to start it.
Well, as a matter, sorry, this is Bertrand, can I get into
it? And I just think we need to clarify exactly what we mean, because otherwise we get into these circular discussions continually.
Okay, Bertrand, anyone else in the queue?
Yeah, actually, I should have sent it to the list, but I had a side discussion with Chuck Gomez on the when I joined the OSC, because what Alan is mentioning is exactly one of the discussions that we will have to have, or that they will have to have in the PDP team. As a matter of fact, the current mechanism for the PDP is not distinguishing the three stages, which are, one, how it is initiated, all the preliminary work, issue identification, issue scoping, issue framing, and the general framework, background documents, and so on. Then the proper drafting of a recommendation, and then the third stage, which is the formal adoption by all the different stages, the council, and then the board, of the agreed recommendation. I don't think it is appropriate in that stage of our own, of the charters of the PDP, to make that type of distinction. But I think it's one of the elements that we should take into account when we will be discussing the topic in the PDP team, to distinguish more clearly those three stages. The whole policy development process is the whole umbrella, and it has at least three stages. One is the initiation and all the preliminary work, up to the decision of launching a drafting process of recommendations, and up to the agreement on this by the working group, whatever has been tasked with doing this, and then the final process of complete adoption up to the board. But it's probably early to say that, but I fully support what Alan is saying.
I think the substance is, this group is looking at a lowercase policy development process, which is the full sequence.
That's right.
Yeah, the three. Yeah,
I agree
absolutely
with that, and I agree with you, Bertrand, as well. And I would offer a fourth sort of phase of the process, which is also referenced in E of Jeff's draft. Right, which is the periodic assessment, sort of after the fact.
I fully support that.
Yeah.
It's the feedback loop, absolutely.
That's right. Okay. So I think we want to articulate, the purpose here was just, and it was based on, I think, my extraction of the board-approved recommendations, was to try to encompass the full scope of what the board intended for the group to look at. And we can do a double check both for grammar and for thoroughness to make sure that those concepts are represented here. But that's the goal.
Okay. Well, may I propose a friendly amendment, I hope, to Section A?
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect us to finalize this on the call, so it's not really a friendly amendment. It's a proposal.
Sure. I don't like that it's, you know, emphasize the importance of the work that must be done before launching a working group. Because, as I've argued before, I think it's perfectly logical for a working group to do fact-finding as its first step. But regardless, I think that maybe if we could just water this language down to say something like, consider what work might be done before launching.
You know, I'm fine with that. I'm also looking at B and thinking, do we really need A?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure that we're talking about the same document. I was looking at the GNSO Policy Development Process Team Charter that is accessible when you click on the link under Initial PPSC Team, PDP Team.
Yeah, no, and that's my problem, Bertrand. I sent it around to the mailing list but neglected to put it up on the wiki.
Yeah, because I received two things that I could not open, actually. The PDP team and the other one were in formats that I couldn't open for one reason or the
other. You sent that as a docx, and if you have an old version of Word or something like that, you need a little punch
okay,
software
raise my
to make
hand
it work.
Okay.
Jeff, can I, this is Liz, can I jump in?
Sure.
At the appropriate time?
Yeah, and if we could get this posted up there.
Yes, I'll do that right after the call.
Okay, so yeah, Liz, jump in.
I just want to make sure people know this language is directly extracted from the board report. So, you know, I've got the board report in front of me. It's page 25, and it's specifically says, in preparing the new PDP proposal, the implementation team should emphasize the importance of the work that must be done before launch of a working group or other activity, such as public discussion, fact-finding, and expert research, in order to define properly the scope, objective, and schedule for a specific policy development goal. Huh. You know, so this is really intended to be very, you know, accurately but succinctly derived from the, in a sense, the charter the community is being given by the board. And we can double-check the language, absolutely, and fix the, any anomalies, but that's the intent behind it.
Okay. Mike, does that answer your question?
Yes, not exactly in the way I would have liked it answered.
Right. Well, I mean, the PDP team, look, that's the board recommendation. The PDP team could do whatever it wants with that recommendation and, you know, make other recommendations. So this is not meant... If you think this language constrains the PDP team, I think you should let us know that. And because I do understand your point that it should be flexible enough for the PDP to at least consider the issue. And just because the board said something doesn't mean that the PDP team has to agree with that and recommend that back.
That's true, but the wheels are already spinning. I see ways to interpret this to be all right. So, all right, move on.
May I make a suggestion? This is Bertrand.
Yes, Bertrand. Yes.
On the document that is currently on the on the wiki. Under Team Charter Goals, it starts with develop and implement a proposal for a new policy development process for board review and approval, that column. It could be just saying develop and implement a proposal for a new PDP for board review and approval, period, and then says in doing so, the team will take into account the board recommendations, the GNSO improvements reports, and in particular, the following elements, and the quotes are bid up.
That's essentially what it currently says.
Yeah,
yes.
I think Bertrand, I think once we actually post the right document up there, I think it follows what you just said.
Okay, good. So,
and I apologize, I should have gotten it up there, and I just didn't think about it. I'm new to the wiki world as well. Tim, yes.
We're kind of coming to the end here, and I just really shouldn't hold up the sending out the invitation, correct? I mean, as long as we have at least a draft that's posted on the website, even if it isn't the approved charter, it could be noted as a draft.
Correct.
And then we can still get that invitation out, right?
That's my assumption, and I think that's right. I also think that we should try to get this done within the next 2 weeks so that
right.
We are final.
Jeff, one substantive comment I have that I'd like to just raise to not discuss now.
Yes.
Is at the end of the A through F, the next paragraph, says the PDP team shall be responsible for making recommendations concerning the development and implementation of a new PDP for board review, bypassing the PPSC. I think the wording there needs to be changed in line with the PPSC charter that we previously approved.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Okay.
Liz, do you...
I actually didn't catch that, Alan. I'm so sorry. The last
sentence on the first page, the last sentence of part one,
uh-huh.
Essentially says the PDP team will make recommendations to the board.
Oh.
Bypassing the PPSC.
Oh, I'm bypassing the council.
And the council, yeah.
So
for PPSC...
PPSC review, I think, is really...
Yeah. And it's up to the PPSC to send it to the council.
Got it.
Right. Okay.
Thank
then the other issue which has been talked about on the list is in Section 2, which my version is a little bit different than Jay Scott's version, for the working group team. Mine says that the chair of the PDP team should be someone from the PPSC, whereas Jay Scott, you're on the call, right?
Yep.
Your version says... Oh, I'm going back between documents here.
I just got bumped out of my thing, so I'm going to it now, and I'll tell you what the difference is.
Jeff, I've got to drop off. It's Liz. I'm really sorry.
Liz, before you drop off, did you want to talk to me about the RIA thing?
Okay, all right, before that, Liz,
I would like to talk to you. Can I call you right after?
Call me.
All right, guys, just we do have a call. It's every other week. So we are scheduled to have a call. I guess the next one would be the 21st.
Yeah.
At this time.
I have.
So we'll send around the agenda for that call as well. And I'm just trying to jump through our agenda, make sure we don't have anything else we really need to address right now. Interim chairs for work teams. I just want to throw that out there. That's something that we'll need to decide at the next meeting. But we do need to have at least interim chairs until the work teams are fully constituted so that they can pick their own chair once that happens. But someone needs to get the ball rolling. Okay, with that, Jay Scott, do you have anything to add? Because I know Liz has to drop off and some of us have
to... No, I mean, I just would encourage everyone to review these documents and make it a priority within the next 7 days to any comments you have to get them out there on the list so that we can, when we come to our discussion in 2 weeks, we are prepared to have a call for consensus.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Thank you for the time. I know we went a little bit over, and I will talk to you all in 2 weeks, but please stay on the list, and I'm going to issue the consensus call on the PPSC charter today or tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Everyone. Bye. Bye.